Welcome to Shomar Shaw on the Daf from Sochin Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis, the bottom of the page, brings the sources that the Sreifa of Kachim of a weekday cannot happen on a Yom Tov. And the Gemara brings four different sources to say that, because really it should have been that Sreifa's Kachim should be also on Yom Tov. The Sreifa's Kachim of a weekday should be on Yom Tov. And as the Mefarshim point out, in the Lomdus of the Sugya, comes out that Sreifa's Kachim, it's something that really should have been allowed on Yom Tov, even because of the concept that anything that is mutar, so hoil v'hutar, it's mutar to burn things for food, you could burn things for kodesh. And you see from here a special din that burning kodesh tameh of a weekday on Yom Tov is a special halacha that you can't do it, a special gzeres hakasov that you cannot burn it on Yom Tov. So much so that it's brought down the name of the Yerushalmi. Even if I start brooding on during the week, I cannot continue it during Shabbos, even though any other brooding of during the week I continue on Shabbos. Because it's a special gzeres hakasov not to burn kodshim tmeim of the weekday on Yom Tov. And the question is, what's the reason, what's the idea behind this? And maybe one could say the following. Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar in Parashat Tzav tell us, what is this idea of Sreifas Kachim? Why does Hashem care so much to burn the Kachim Tmeim? What's the point? There's a special pasuk that tells us to burn it B'Kodesh. Why do we want to burn it so much? Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar tell us something gevaldik. They say, pshat is, what does it mean when you have a meat of Kodesh, which is Tameh? It means that you have your Gdusha that didn't come to fruition. You were supposed to have a meat of Kodesh to be eaten, to be used for Gdusha, for the Avodah, for the Achila. But instead it became Tameh. Instead it became Noiser. Instead it did not come to its full potential. There's Gdusha which is not being used in the right way. Say Chazal, this represents anybody in Am Yisrael who did not use his potential. He didn't learn Torah, he didn't do mitzvahs, he's an Am Haaretz, he's someone who has no shaychus to what he needs to be doing. He is, by definition, a basar kodesh tameh. That's who he is. So therefore, you need to burn it. Because by burning it, that's when you elevate it and bring him back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The burning takes away all the bad that is associated with this basar, and brings the basar higher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar to a human being who did not bring his full potential, you burn it, and the burning that's done when he dies, that burning takes away all the bad that he has, and his neshama can go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there in Shemayim. That's what Chazal tells the Sefer HaZoyar. This is a big light to explain to us what does it mean to burn Kodesh. Once we understand that, we may take this a step forward and say the following. Kaidua brought down all the Sfarim. Tzaddik speaks about it a lot. The idea that Shabbos is the day of Atamei Chacham. And the weekday is the day of Am Haaretz. Atamei Chacham, for him, even the weekday is a Shabbos, as brought down in Chazal. For Am Haaretz, he's not able to connect to the Gdusha of Shabbos as much. He's a foreigner there. Chazal tell us that Am Haaretz and Shabbos cannot lie. Doesn't lie, even though he lies during the week. When he gets to Shabbos, he's not able to lie. Why? Because the Gdusha of Shabbos, so to speak, confuses him. He doesn't belong there. He's a foreigner. He's not able to lie in that place. And as the Tzaddik explains in the Sefer Kedusha Shabbos, the whole Shabbos is built on how much you prepare yourself during the week. Someone who his whole week is Torah and Ma'asim Tovim, so his Shabbos is so Kodesh. Someone whose whole week is Chol, so immediately his Shabbos is lacking, unless he elevates himself on that day. So one could say the following. When you have a Basar Kodesh which is burned on a weekday, it's very different than a Basar Kodesh which is burned on Yom Tov. The Basar Kodesh that belongs to Chol, that's the Am Haaretz Gomor the Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar speak about. But the Basar Kodesh, which is burned in Yom Tov, that's a Basar that belongs to Yom Tov. Who belongs to Yom Tov? Someone who has Shaychus Kedusha. Maybe he didn't bring out his full potential, and he also needs to go through the burning of Kodesh. But his burning belongs to a yontiftik burning. It's a different type of burning. It's a different type of person. That may be the oimek of what the Gemara tells us over here, why we're so careful not to burn the kodesh of choyel on yontif. Because it's not only a din yontif of melacha, but we talk about here that you're taking something that belongs to the week, it needs to be burned during the week, to get its full kapara, it needs to get its full kapara where it belongs to. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.